In the name of Jesus, welcome. Welcome especially those of you among us who are guests and newcomers to Queen Anne Lutheran Church. We pray that you would experience the joy, peace, and light of Christ Jesus that we as people of this congregation experience each time we gather in God's holy name. At this time, I invite you to rise as you're able in body or spirit for the gathering hymn. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us your gift of faith, that, forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, we may follow the way of your commandments and receive the crown of everlasting joy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amos was a herdsman by profession and a prophet by God's calling. During a time of great prosperity in northern kingdom of Israel, the prophet speaks to the wealthy upper class. He warns his listeners that fulfilling God's demand for justice brings blessing, while corruption and oppression incur God's wrath. A reading from the book of Amos. Seek the Lord and live, or he will break out against the house of Joseph like fire, and it will devour Bethel with no one to quench it. Ah, you that turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground. They hate the one who reproves in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and take from them levies of grain, you have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe, who push aside the needy in the gate, therefore, the prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you. Just as you have said, hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Word of God, word of life. Please join me in reading the psalm. So teach us to number our days,
that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long you may tarry.
Be gracious to your servants.
Satisfy us by your steadfast love in the morning. Make us glad as many days as you afflicted us. Show your servants your works. May the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us. We cannot hide our thoughts, desires, and actions from God, to whom we are completely accountable. Nevertheless, Jesus understands our human weakness and temptations, because he also experienced them. Therefore, we can approach the throne of grace to receive divine mercy from Christ. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for a reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. He said to him, teacher, I have kept all these since my youth. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, you lack one thing. Go, sell what you own, and give the money to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. They were greatly astounded and said to one another, then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, for mortals, it's impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible. Peter began to say to him, look, we've left everything and followed you. And Jesus said, truly, I tell you, there's no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age. Houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you.
Besides being a very interesting story, this Sunday's gospel account gives us a rich spiritual word. Now, to put it simply, God is worth more than anything else in our lives. Our story is about a rich young man. I was trying to think of who are the rich young men in our world today. Justin Bieber, Kendrick Lamar, what's the other? I always want to say Jelly Roll, but yeah, or Jelly Donut is what I think of, but Jelly Roll. So anyway, here's a rich young man who had many possessions, and he does seem to have a good heart and some humility and a positive opinion about Jesus. Jesus here is not just announcing truths to someone or other, but he's carefully building and nurturing faith in someone he loves. Without warning, he literally runs up to Jesus, kneels down before him, and asks the question, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, the young man must have impressed Jesus, and yet he gives the man a seemingly incongruous reply. "Why do you call me good? No one's good but God alone." Now, how in the world does this answer of Jesus fit the young man's question? Well, since Jesus already saw seeds of faith in this man, he was trying to grow and nurture that faith. Here's the logic of Jesus' response. Only God is fully, completely good, yet you have called me good. Maybe you're sensing God in me. Now, we're not told the response by the young man, but we see Jesus going on to take him through the essentials. "Look," Jesus says, "you know something about the commandments, don't you?" And he names six of them. Jesus expects the young man will say yes, at which point he can lead him further in the love of God. And the man gives a wonderful answer. "Teacher, all of these I have observed since my youth." And we know that Jesus' heart accepts this answer because of the very next line. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Keep in mind that Mark's gospel account is the tersest of the four gospels. So this startling sentence reveals much about the scene. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Jesus is not just announcing truth to just anyone. He's carefully nurturing faith in someone he loves. And so he tells the rich young man with care what the next step is. "You're lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. But if you're like me, The rich man's not ready to go so far. At that statement, his face fell and he went away grieving, sad, for he had many possessions. This rich young man wants to have it both ways. He wants his possessions and everlasting life. But Jesus shatters this illusion. You can't have both, Jesus says. And Jesus comments on the difficulty of being rich and entering the kingdom. But there's more to this story than renunciation of material possessions here. For Jesus does not simply tell the young man to get rid of his possessions, but he's to sell them and give the proceeds to the poor. The point of Jesus' teaching here is the acknowledgement of the priority of people and their needs over the satisfaction provided by the ownership of things. Hear me again. The point of Jesus' teaching here is the acknowledgement of the priority of people and their needs over the satisfaction provided by the ownership of things. This is God's word that is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. And this is the spirit of wisdom of which our other readings speak. My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, we are to value each other as if we were prime possessions. And the promise of everlasting life is made to those who have the power to give all they have to their brothers and sisters, especially those most in need. Then, who can be saved? Those who love God. Those whose love for God expresses itself in eagerness to do good for others, especially those in need. In Jesus' name, amen. Through our baptism into Christ Jesus, God looks at us as beloved children and gives us the power and faith to confess, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son.
Challenged by God's word in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and the whole creation. Compassionate God, embolden the church to seek all who are lost, clothe those who are naked, and mend what is broken. May we be generous bearers of your eternal love. Lord, in your mercy. Sustaining God, as we approach harvest time, we pray for farmers, field workers, and those who process crops. Keep us mindful of environmental threats to the nourishing food that feeds the world. Lord, in your mercy. Steadfast God, inspire world leaders to share resources and work collectively to end global poverty, starvation, and preventable disease. Direct us to seek justice and equity that all may live in peace. Lord, in your mercy. Generous God, we give thanks for the First Nations and tribes who inhabited this land, especially the Duwamish. We lament the harm done by colonization. Call us to deeper appreciation and care for the languages, rituals, and history of all Indigenous people. Lord, in your mercy. And for whom or what else do the people of God pray? Hear our prayer. Pray for Carol Ann as she visits the Tawagashi School in Tanzania, that she is enriched as she so enriches them there, that she has safe travels and many pleasant memories. Lord, in your mercy. God of loving kindness, we pray that you bless each person present here today, that you accompany them in their joys and sorrows, that you empower them with faith in the force of trials, that you give them the spirit of goodwill towards others. We also pray for Pastor Dan, for Bruce's family, for Valerie's family, for Pat's family, for Wayne, for Leah, for Angie and Jessica, for James, for Allie's friend Sarah, for Jackie and Dylan and their families, for Kurt, Lisa, and Malachi, for Eunice, for Bill, for John's family, Samuel and Zion and their family, and for Scott. for Beckett, for Alamaz, Awatashi, and Mulageta, for Matt's mother, Jean, for Finley, Jean, Jan, Richard, Barb, and Hildy. Lord, in your mercy. God of resurrection, you prepare a place in the kingdom through Christ's death and resurrection. We give thanks for the saints who have taken their place at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the saving grace you freely give, now and forever. Amen.
And the peace of Christ be with you always. Please share a sign of God's peace with your neighbor. Peace to you.
Thank you, Jean.
Your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is our duty and delight that we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you, O God, through Jesus Christ, who looks upon us with love and teaches us God's way. And so, with the church on earth, all creation and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one.
In the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it for all to eat, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given into death for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take, drink, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Knowing that we are loved, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, come and taste the joy of God. start on this side today. After, at the end, if that's okay.
Mercy on us, mercy on us. Holy God, you have welcomed us to this meal and fed us with dignity at your table. Send us now to welcome others and to be at peace with one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Again, welcome to those of you who are newcomers or guests. Our worship is richer for your presence. And if you have time, just follow your nose out of the sanctuary where there's always hot coffee waiting and something yummy. Just a couple of brief announcements. Again, the last Sunday of October is our celebration of the Reformation.
And in addition to the 8 and 10:30 services, we will have a 4 p.m. Choral Vespers featuring our choir and other singers from around the community with our fantastic organist, Kyle, and some strings. So a very special music is being prepared at this time. Should be a very nice occasion to come out and an opportunity for you to invite a friend along. An announcement from Rich, please. Candy, you want to come as a, you kind of, the two have become one over the years.
Some of you may have noticed invitations out in the narthex for a tea this coming Saturday. The question always comes up, who can come? Anybody. Anybody may come. Just want you to know, if you need a invite to invite a friend, they're out there for that reason. It's in your bulletin. Can you bring something? Sure. Talk to Amy or Magdalena or Kathy Unseth. I think savory was the last thing I heard that we needed. But if you want to add something to the tea table, just bring about 30 items and come next Saturday. Thank you.
Yeah.
First, I'd like to thank everybody who helped make kits yesterday, school kits, personal care kits. We have a lot this year, and you'll get to see them next week when we have the blessing of the quilts and the kits. So the pews will be covered with quilts next week. So please, if you're gonna be here, stay around after service next week to help box them up. If you're not gonna be here, get a substitute to help for you. And one thing to point out, we do need to pay for shipping them. There'll be special envelopes in the pews, not just next week, but for the following many weeks that you can do that. And then finally, the in-gathering at our Redeemers, the loading of the containers that goes to the warehouse in Baltimore is coming up November 1st and 2nd. And I do need a couple more people around 10 to 12 or maybe 9 to 11:30. Dennis has just recovered from his surgery, so he's not quite capable of anything. So anyway, I do need a couple more bodies, so just let me know. Thank you.
And thank you, Rich, for your tireless leadership on this worthy project. Thank you. In the lobby area, you'll find a number of different clipboards with sign-ups. One I just wanted to draw your attention to. For next month, there are a number of opportunities to help feeding poor and homeless folks on Capitol Hill. So please take special note of that, and hopefully you can carve out some time for this most worthy ministry. Kind of on a personal note, and also on behalf of the staff, I wanted to thank Gene Opplinger. Unbeknownst to most of you, this past July, she led the staff in a three-hour workshop. We had taken an inventory to kind of highlight the assets of the staff members and understand the best way to communicate with each other, and it's built the trust. I think that would have come in time anyway, but Jean kind of put it on a fast track. And this last month, my first month here, it's been incredibly important with Barb having to look in on her mother in Minnesota. I was away this past week in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, looking after my mother. Lynn had COVID for a week because her son brought it home from first grade. And hopefully you've experienced a pretty smooth ride. I think we've covered all the bases over this time. And the work she did with us really was important and valuable. So thank you, Jean. Yeah. It's a very generous donation of her time for us. That's all I have. Please rise as you're able for the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.